And how long have you been in Wales, Suresh?
Well, it's 2 years.
Right. Do you like it here?
Yeah, very well.
Yeah? Are the people of Wrexham good to you? The people
very
of Wales good,
good
to
very
you?
Very good, very good. And I might thank them because they are good helping society in Wrexham. Not only Wrexham, even Cardiff, people have helped me.
Yeah.
I met Anne and Chief Executive, Anne and Shane.
Yeah.
They are very helpful and they are doing well, Wales and West Housing. They are doing well for the old Wales and West because they are building the houses for the homeless people. I think within one decade they will not get any homeless people because they are doing well.
They're working
and
hard.
They are doing making difference for the people to encourage to more volunteer people to do some works for the society and community.
Suresh, one of the questions I want to ask you is, why are you here? What happened to you and your family in Sri Lanka?
My family in Sri Lanka, you know, my father and mother, when I was arrested in prison, they kept me 5 years in the prison.
Why did they lock you up?
They're locking him up because of, you know, my brother is involved in the freedom fighters. It is not a terrorist. It's a freedom fighter for Tamil community. Then they suspected me. I am joining with my brother. And since young, I want to be a pilot. But unfortunately, I failed to get engineering things because I got low marks. Then I can't go for piloting.
Right, okay.
Then I studied in National Diploma and Technology, civil engineer.
Right.
Then what happened?
Take your time, it's okay.
Yeah, when what happened? After I studied for civil engineering, I worked 10 years in ECC, Engineering Construction Company in Kolpiti, in Colombo.
Yeah.
Then after I saw the advertisement for Air Force Administration Officer.
Yeah.
Then I applied, I got the reply from the letter to come to this date for the interview. They didn't recruit me because of I'm Tamil community.
Right.
Because they think when I come to join the Air Force, because that is, it is, I will give the information to information to Tamil.
So they thought that you would be against the government.
No, couple of the months. What happened? I after went interview. Couple of the months, the international airport attacked by freedom fighters.
Right. Then, so because you went for that job interview, they suspected you were involved in the attack.
They suspected me. I am the suspect for spying.
Right.
Then they arrested me and they put me in the prison.
Did you have a trial?
No, no, no. They kept me in prison. Nobody knows where I kept and whatever. Not in the jail, army base.
In an army base?
Yeah. And they tortured me.
How did they treat you?
They tortured me so many ways. And
they tortured you?
They tortured me in the hot water forwarding in my body. All body.
Hot
water in my body. When I open my body, you will see the all scars. You see the mark.
Suresh has just lifted his top up and his body, his chest and his torso is covered with burn marks.
Yeah, so many. You know, when we are in the prison, they pour water down. We can't sleep. We don't have any to sleep because in the cell, no? But I am not a criminal. I am not a...
Did you think you were going to die?
Because I never know I am alive because sometimes many people with me, they killed and they dumped it. And they do so many things without knowing the
people
government.
Who were held in the army prison as well just gave up? Who died in captivity? Or are you saying they committed suicide?
No, committed suicide. No, they killed. Army killed them. Because army, you know, army's work is like that. You know, when they find it, anything, trouble or something, they won't kill me because of the suspecting for the international airport. That's why they want to prosecute me. That's why they kept me. One of the army officers is good Samaritan. He helped me to come out from that situation. He's the one sending me out of this country. That's why I come here, save my life. And he helped me to cross this country to UK. But I never know I come to UK. Because he told me, I will push you out of this country.
How did you get here?
I come for a flight, Emirates flight. I sorry to say, in Heathrow Airport, I reached Heathrow Airport. But, you know, I sorry to say, UK people, some racism people are there. They don't want to take me to the office. They want to push me back to my country. I explained to them.
What you've been through.
I cried. My life is in danger in Sri Lanka. I was in the prison, but I cried more than 5 minutes. They refused. But it is not in the any media. It is not in the any TV or anything. Then they are taking to pushing me in the flight. I have I'm carrying the pen here. I cut it and I suicide in the. I want to suicide in the.
You did that?
Yeah.
Where?
In the Terminal 3 in Heathrow Airport.
You cut yourself?
Yeah, I cut the self. And bleeding. Then you're showing me a scar.
How deep was that scar? That scar is about 6 inches long.
Yeah.
You cut yourself in the Heathrow?
Yeah, using the pen. Then all blood is
Why
bleeding.
Did you cut yourself?
Because I want to die. Because I don't want to go back and torture back again.